Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 19. And today, we're talking about how to be consistent in prayer. Would you like to be more consistent in your prayer life? Well, I have good news. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to be talking about doing a Daniel in the Old Testament. We'll come on to that a little bit later. Now, growth is about consistency. That's true of so many areas of life, whether it's about saving financially, being healthy, and exercising, relationships. All these things are blessed by consistency. And the same is true of prayer. The depth of our relationship with God is as much dependent on consistency as any other factor, and there are many other factors, but consistency is one of the key ones to help us to develop that intimacy and depth with God and to grow in our relationship with Him. So I don't think many would argue that consistency is helpful. I think the big question is, if we develop the consistency, will we lose the spontaneity? And I have spoken to people who believe that consistency is the enemy of spontaneity, but I believe the opposite is actually the case. If we structure well and are consistent in our prayer life, I believe the spontaneity will come. The short answer is to remember that developing a routine does not substitute the substance. Those two things don't necessarily get in the way of each other. Spontaneity is not enhanced by inconsistency. I don't think that's what we're aiming for. Spontaneity, I believe, is enhanced by consistency. The regularity of our routines frees up our minds and our hearts to be spontaneous and intimate with God because it takes the effort out of the decision-making about when and where to pray. Once we've decided that we're going to pray at a certain time, in a certain place, we're not thinking about the decision anymore. That energy is taken away. That the energy that we would have to use is taken away. And so we don't have to worry about that anymore. We're set free to focus on God, which is the point. Now, 2 years ago, I woke up to the realization that my relationship with God is not where it had been and not where I'd like it to be. I was getting shallower. I was getting more distant from God. It wasn't good. I kind of woke up to that. And I realized it wasn't healthy, and so I made a decision that changed everything for me these last 2 years. Now, my wife, Penny, is a doctor. She leaves very early in the morning to go to work. She is in her car by 6:45 in the morning, sometimes a bit earlier than that, to get to work nice and early. On those days, 4 days a week, she drives past a park near where we live. The entrance to the park is about 30 to 45 minutes walk from the house, depending on the route you take home from there. So for the last 2 years, I've put on my walking boots, jumped in the car at 6:45 with Penny, my wife, and then jumped out again when we get to the lay-by where she drops me off. She slows down, well, stops the car actually, and I jump out, give her a quick kiss, goodbye, have a lovely day, and off I go. She goes to work, and off I go walking through the park where there is rain, sun shining, or fog or snow, whether I'm feeling particularly happy or sad. I'm in the park, sometimes at this time of year, it's January at the moment, in the dark, and I don't care about that. I'm not worried about that. I've got my clothes on, I've got my boots on, I'm in the park, and I know why I am there. Once I'm in the park, I'm in a place to pray. I know why I am there. I'm not deciding where to pray and when. That part is done and dusted. Now all I have to do is to decide to start praying. Now that's still a decision I have to make, but it's the only decision now, whether to start praying or not, rather than deciding when and where. Those things are done. And it's so helpful for me. Those 4 days a week, it's not the only times I don't pray that way every single day most weeks, but at least 4 days of the week, that is set up well for me. And I feel ready and set up to start praying and developing and growing in my relationship with God. Some might object that this method takes away the spontaneity of prayer, but my experience is the exact opposite. Consistency maketh intimacy, I have found. The more often I talk to God, the closer I feel. Imagine if my wife and I spoke only one day a week. Sorry, darling, it's Monday. I'm not talking to you. I haven't decided where and when we're going to speak. Tuesday, no, I'm still deciding where and when. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Okay, Saturday, let's have a chat. In fact, let's talk all day today. Yes, let's do that. And then Sunday, well, maybe. But then Monday, I'm not sure again. Imagine we only spoke once a week. It would not be good. And I doubt that we would still be married. No, that's not helpful. We don't speak the same amount, of course, every day, but we do speak every day unless illness or travel gets in the way, and even then we often find ways to do so. Jesus himself modeled consistency in his prayer life. Luke 5:16, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Now, we don't know what time he prayed, although Mark 1:35 is recorded in the Bible for a reason, early in the morning. We don't know how often he went back to the same lonely places, although Gethsemane and Mount of Olives do seem to be one of them. Luke 22, verse 39, and other passages where he goes to pray in Gethsemane or on the Mount of Olives. There certainly was some consistency there of place and, I think, time. I imagine it a bit like this. Jesus is off preaching, teaching, healing, doing all the kinds of things he does. And he knows he needs to pray. He senses that and he sees a lonely place. There's a lonely place, he notices. Right, that's it. I'm off there to pray because that's the kind of place I go and pray. When I see a lonely place, excellent. It's another lonely place I can go and pray because I pray often in lonely places. It may have been a bit of a trigger for him. And we need those triggers because we're human and we need the consistency to get us into the right place so that we can develop the intimacy. That would be my argument. Daniel sets the same example in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before, a regular, consistent pattern. We may argue we're not bound to that. We're not bound to the habits of Judaism. That's okay. But doesn't seem to be anything wrong with the consistency. God seems to commend it from what we learn of Daniel's life. And let's face it, Daniel is an impressive, spiritually strong character. I'd like to be a bit more like Daniel. Perhaps praying consistently is part of what will help me be more like him. So just to conclude, I think we sometimes as Christians think that we're made of different stuff from other people in the world. We don't really need that thing called discipline. I have news for you. I think we need discipline as much as, and perhaps even more so than most people in this world, because we have a battle to fight. We have a war to fight. We are in spiritual warfare and we need the tools of warfare, and consistency in prayer is one of those tools. So why not make it a goal of yours for this year that you grow more consistent in your prayer life? And if you do, I am of the mind that you will find greater intimacy with God to be a happy result. Treat yourself like a normal human being. Add some consistency to your prayer life. Make it your own, this consistency. Don't do what others do just because it works for them. Remember that the point is to spend time with God, not to maintain consistency. Let's get the right aim in mind. Consistency is the tool. Growth is the goal. Intimacy is the vision. What do you do to develop your intimacy with God, the growth in your relationship with God? What do you find the most helpful? What suggestions do you have about consistency and its rightful place? What questions come to your mind about the connection between consistency and intimacy? Please leave a note, leave a comment wherever you see or hear this recording. We learn best when we learn in community, and let's learn from one another as we examine this very important topic, how to grow in our consistency, in the consistency of our prayer life. Well, I hope this has been helpful. Please let me know what you think. And until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of wonderful, amazing, intimate, special quiet times. God bless.